The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. We come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people we have gathered, let us worship him together. A very warm welcome to our online worship for this week. Wherever you are, it is very good to have you with us. One or two notices this week for the parish family. First of all, to say that from this week onwards, from this Wednesday, we always said when we reintroduced live worship here to church that we would review it and we would look at it. And it's clear that the 7 p.m. slot that we offer on a Wednesday evening hasn't had the take-up we thought it might do. So we've decided to cancel that going forward, recognising also that there is still sufficient capacity in the worship that we offer at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning and at 11 o'clock on Wednesday to take up all those who came on a Wednesday evening, plus one or two others as well. So no more Wednesday evening services at 7 p.m. The 11 o'clock service on Wednesdays will continue, but it will be cancelled on Wednesday the 28th of October. So if you try to book on for then, you'll see that no date is available on that day. So there's no 11 o'clock service on Wednesday the 28th of October. One or two other things. As you know, everything we have to do is different at the moment. We've had to think differently about how we're the church. And one aspect of that is how we do the APCM. Unfortunately, we had hoped there might be a combination of live and online. But as we know, things have changed again. So our APCM will take place, but it will have to be online. Bishop Nick has given special permission for churches across the diocese to be able to do that. And you'll find a dedicated web page on our website all about the APCM. And we have vacancies this year for members to serve as on the PCC and on Deanery Synod. And hopefully a couple of short films will be on that page, if not today, then soon, to encourage you to think about whether you might like to serve in either or both of those roles. And also we need a church warden. Dave Scholey has been a wonderful servant of the church in that role over the last 6+ years now. So if you'd like to consider that particular office here in the life of the church, do be in touch with me. Let's have a conversation, and I'd be interested in seeing how and where, with different people, we can work together to continue to build the church here at St Mary's. The APCM itself is on the 17th of November. As I say, you will find more information on that dedicated web page. And if you need any information from it, or know others that need it that haven't got access to the internet, please be in touch via phone or however, and we'll make sure that people can at least know what's happening then, whether they can participate online or not. We can try to be as inclusive as we can, knowing how difficult it is at this present time. And on the subject of technology, when we've done some other things, people have contributed lines that I hope and I know that you found very effective when we've said the Gloria or the Creed. People in their homes have said those words. And over the coming weeks, we have, of course, Remembrance is not too far away. Again, it will be very different. No live celebration this year, sadly. But it does give us a chance to do something different. So if you're able to at home, on phones, tablets, however, to record We Will Remember Them, we'll put those together and make a collage of people saying that, just as we would live, but online. And I hope that will be effective in helping our remembering. So do send me video links, or I can give you extra information about how to do it so that we can record lots of people saying we will remember them. And also, if any of you have any particular memories, either yourself or of parents, grandparents, of why remembrance of them, and also why remembrance is significant and continues to be significant. It may be that we can use those in some way in the worship as well. So do send those along. Maybe strange, maybe different, but we have to find different ways to be the church and to recognise these important moments in our calendar. Sorry, they're rather long notices to begin our worship this morning, which we continue now by singing Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, for as much as without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
A reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander, the coppersmith, did me great harm. The Lord will pay him back for his deeds. You also must beware of him, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defence, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labourer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was Benjamin Franklin who famously coined the phrase, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today." It was Sir Ken Dodd who fabulously said something similar. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Because if you do it today and like it, you can do it again tomorrow. I know which is my favourite, but whichever one you choose, the important part of the phrase would be, don't put off until tomorrow. Why would you wait? We all know a time when we would rather put something off rather than doing it straight away. A job that we hate in the house, washing the car, sorting out that pile of paperwork, making that phone call, or paying that bill. I suppose at the moment we have more time on our hands than we know what to do with, so there's probably less urgency to be on the go all the time. But in some ways, being busy can help pass the time that we find ourselves with. In my paid work, I have to work to strict guidelines, so it's not possible always to put things off. Which is why sometimes I am guilty, in other aspects of my life, of leaving things until tomorrow. Do you remember the 1986 film Clockwise? It was about an obsessively punctual teacher, played by John Cleese, whose life was so strictly ruled by time and in the hours of his work. Once out of work, his life fell into absolute chaos. There is a fine line between obsession and order. I don't think I'm comparing myself to that, but you get the idea. Our time and how we use it is, of course, our own business. And tomorrow might be the right time for whatever the task is. But sadly, the reality is that life is short and we may not have tomorrow. Something of that mood hangs over the passage from St. Luke this morning. Jesus is sending out his followers, all 70 of them. Jesus sends out his messengers to places he intends to visit, and there is a sense of urgency. So don't put it off until tomorrow. They were there to travel without money, no bag, no sandals. They were on a mission to proclaim that those who met, that the kingdom had come close. Today, the 18th of October, is the day commemorated to St. Luke the Evangelist. Although we aren't marking this specifically in our liturgy today, I want just to mention the work of an evangelist and how this is connected to the work that we are called to do. An evangelist is defined as one who is tasked to preach God's word, telling people simply and clearly what God says concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, and what he has done for us. The duty of an evangelist is to deliver the message. As a Christian community, we all have this responsibility and are tasked, therefore, to be evangelists. I don't think this is something that God wants us to put off until tomorrow. As Paul writes to Timothy and the early church, do the work of an evangelist and carry out your ministry fully. So what does your ministry look like? We all have a part to play, and we can be evangelists of our own time and in our own community. Obviously, life isn't straightforward at this present time, and our freedom has taken a battering. Even if we find it hard to travel and to meet others, this shouldn't exclude us from telling others about God's love or demonstrating this in our daily lives. We carry out the mission of God by sharing our faith in word and deed. This is successful evangelism. So let me ask you a question. Do you like to receive good news? I think we'd all agree that we need it at this time. So if I had good news to bring you, would you share it for me? The joy of evangelism is sharing the best news ever. Sharing our faith and sharing God's love. Sharing the good news that the kingdom has come near. In the letter to the Colossians chapter 4, Paul also writes to the emerging church that they should be encouraged to pray, proclaim the gospel, and make the most of every opportunity. So in these strange times, St. Mary's is still the beacon, the church who meets the physical needs of our community with love, their emotional needs with compassion, but also their spiritual needs with the most contagious message of hope the world has ever known. Let's make the most of every opportunity. So don't put it off until tomorrow, what we can do today. We pray that God will give us another tomorrow so that we can do it again. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dear Lord, immortal and invisible, ever constant and ever present, we come now to offer our prayers and ask for your guiding hand in our lives. Let us pray. We pray for the Episcopal Church, a member church of the worldwide Anglican Communion, and for its presiding bishop and primate, the Most Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, as he leads his congregation both here and abroad. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our diocese, we pray for all church schools, for the head teachers and their staff, as they grapple with the complexities of keeping pupils and colleagues safe from COVID-19 and ensuring the students continue their education. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks, Lord, for all who take care of our beautiful Church of St. Mary, for its structural care both inside and out, and for the unsung volunteers who minister to its upkeep in any way. We rejoice that in small numbers we can once again worship your name in that holy place and pray for the needs of the world. And in our small corner of the world, we ask for your blessing, Lord, on the residents of Kingsware Garth. Keep them safe from harm and grant them grace to care for each other. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, bless, guide and protect Elizabeth our Queen. Grant to all in authority under her wisdom as they lead our nation at this time of uncertainty and anxiety. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we hold in our prayers the charity organisations as their ability to help those in need has been curtailed by the financial losses they have suffered because of the pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, cast your light of health and well-being on all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit. We hold before you those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Mike Jackson, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Doreen Hoare, and Mary Webster, and all who have been exposed to coronavirus. Bless and protect them, Lord, and if it be your will, bring them speedily to full recovery. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for those whom we love but see no longer. We hold in our prayers those whose earthly life has ended, remembering especially Alan Pawson and all who have succumbed to COVID-19. And Harold Baptie, Helen Noble, John Graham, and Ian Gatenby, whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share with you their eternal rest in the peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, make your love the foundation of our lives. May we see your love in others, and may others see your love in us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence, using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, grant me to greet the coming week in peace. Help me to rely upon your holy will. In every hour of the day, reveal your will to me. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me to treat all that comes to me throughout the day with peace of soul and with firm belief that your will governs all. Guide my words and deeds, my thoughts and feelings. Teach me to act firmly and wisely, without embittering or embarrassing others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue of the coming week with all that it shall bring. Direct my will. Teach me to pray. Pray yourself in me. Amen. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his marvellous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
love of God enfold you. The power of Christ protect you. The leading of the Spirit guide you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.